Welcome back. This is Black Cake, episode one, season five. Season one, episode five. What's going on with me, bitch? So, episode starts out with the mother. She talking about how when they called her, you know, when she went to the beach earlier and they found her unconscious and stuff to go to the hospital, Miss Ma'am decided that she was going to try to end her life because, you know, Island Boy didn't die, Papa Smurf. And now, who's she gonna live her life with? And the kids ain't talking to her. It's getting very broken family tea. So Miss Mills fell down to her knees because she like, what's going on in my life? I can't live like this. So in the midst of her feeling like that, the mother decides that she gonna go to the beach and, you know, she gonna drown in the water. Which is like, girl, you at the beach, but okay. Do you? So when they get to the hospital, the doctor pretty much tell her, hey, by the way, you don't have to end your life because your life is going to already end because you have cancer. And she's like, what? I got cancer? The doctor said, yes, ma'am, you got cancer. Now she all like, oh, wait a minute. I want to live my life. So now it's so funny when you want to end your life. You know, you like, I'm ready for this. And then when death actually like, oh, for real, you really waiting for me to come? Now y'all like, oh, I want to live. So she decided that she going to change her lifestyle by trying to see different recipes to stay alive. Now she wants to fight for her life, whatever. So when she in the midst of looking for different recipes, she pulls up online this lady on YouTube. And she ends up finding her. And this is her long lost daughter. Ms. Mams is like, won't he do it? Because I was not even trying to look for you. And I end up bumping to you on the World Wide Net. You know, the World Wide Web. So, when that happened, she was just kind of like, wow. Like an epiphany. So, now we skip into her daughter. Who is this, I guess she's this famous type of person that travels around the world. And she tastes different, you know, foods and stuff and pops around the world. So while she's talking at this table thing, she's talking to the people and she's explaining them how she's into this and that and how she got into the, trying different foods and her love for food and all types of stuff. So this is black lady here and the black lady tells her, yeah, it's kind of funny that you keep talking about all these different foods and you go overseas and you like Christmas Columbus and you're not black. Like, what's going on here? They didn't get to that part because she was talking about she liked food. It was something that she said that triggered a black lady. Like, she said, you all up in here talking about you going to the Caribbean and all this type of stuff. And you relate to these people and all types of stuff. And she like, listen, ma'am, you's a whole white woman. Harpo, who is this woman? And she sits there. The daughter tells the black lady, she's like, you know, I live in England. So I was around a melting pot of people. And my family, they used to go overseas and feed the needy in the Caribbean. And they did a lot of missionary work. And yeah, and that's my connection to other people and black people and the Caribbeans and, you know, the islanders. Little does she know she black girl motherfucker. Well, I wouldn't say she black because even coffee's kind of mixed. So she got like, what, 5% drop of black in her, a little bit. Because coffee's biracial. Coffee's Chinese and shit, Caribbean. Like, so she Chinese and black. So the daughter is semi, because I feel like the daughter is from the Irish guy that sexually assaulted Coffee. He sexually assaulted Coffee early in the episodes and stuff when Coffee was younger. So, child, this is a mess. This is a mess. Another thing I had to add about the daughter that's Coffee's like kid and she don't really claim that much. She tried to say that she did Ancestry.com and she got this percent of fucking black in her and shit. I'm like, ma'am, just shut the fuck up. Like, just shut the fuck up, girl. Like, you're not gonna win this case. You're just not gonna win this case. Like, but I would tell you one thing, Coffee got some successful kids though. Because Miss Mama right here, she paid. She got some coins. She got some money, okay? I tell you one thing. At least she'll have to look back and say, wow, at least my kid didn't meet the dark side of the system. But her kids are very successful. I give her that. She has very successful, successful bloodline. But, so the life of Mulatto / Karen, her daughter, So now she back at home in England with her parents and at the coffee table. And they both talking. And she's all like, the girls online are trying to cancel me and call me a Karen. And I know a lot of historical facts. And I love, you know, going to other places and all this stuff. I am not a fucking Karen or fucking racist or whatever like that. And her parents like, whatever, that's rubbish. So they both white. So her son's sitting there and he listening and he all like, well, ma, it is a lot of people out here that's unprivileged. And stuff be going on out in these streets, dealing with different races. And the Caribbeans have to deal with some bullshit. The Ethiopians, all these people that you're around are going through stuff while your ass is sitting up here in this fluffy ass couch talking about how dare you say I can't relate with the people or some shit. So, I mean, her son is white. It's like she keeps on walking around and saying, I'm a white woman. So what's going to happen when you find out that you're not a fuller white woman? What's going to happen when you know this shit? That's why her parents were looking at her and she talking about this. Now, I'm a white woman. I'm a white woman. And they look at her like, yeah, you know what I mean? You got a little like, shit, actually, bitch, you're a Chinese woman. You're a Caribbean black woman. You're an Irish woman. You're not a white woman, bitch, like that. You might can pass, but you not know what you think you're trying to identify. And it's like, when she find out who her mother is, I don't even think she will accept it. Because she had, and then her son, she took him out to school because he was living in Rome because his father passed. And she got him in this preppy ass school, these preppy ass English kids. And he all like, man, I don't want to be around them. And she's like, you're going to stay there. I pay all that money and da da da. So she's really in her white woman bag, okay? She is a white woman, head to toe. That bitch is a Karen. She a mulatto. She all that shit. She's a white woman out here in these streets. But what's going to happen when she find out? She ain't that damn white. Would her world change or would it burn up in flames? Okay. So now we're going to get into Miss Girl over here. So Karen / Mulatto. Miss Girl, she in the bathroom, getting ready to go to bed, whatever the case may be. She get a phone call from this big restaurant owner guy that she met when she was getting read down to filth by that black lady and then got canceled on Twitter. He calling her and he's like, yeah. He asked her out. She said, oh, you won't be hanging out with me? You know, you might get canceled too. And he was all like, well, I like a woman that can hold her own, have her own opinion. And she all like, oh, okay. She said, well, you know, the funny part is I'm not in Rome. He said, oh, good girl. Cause I got something I got to do in London. Cause she right now she's in, you know, over there in London. So he's all like, but my thing is this, how you going to sit there? Watch me get red down to the ground. Watch me kind of get cut in the pickle. And then you gonna, but on camera, because this is a shiesty, I would not have went out his ass. This is a shiesty part about it. He watched her kind of get dog checked and stuff. And then he jumped in the fight to dog check the bitch too. I was like, I don't know how I feel about out in public, you all like, oh yeah, I ain't with this bitch. But then behind closed doors, you like, oh, I like you. I like a woman with a strong opinion. Oh, hell no, you the ops. You the ops. You got multiple personalities disorder. Bitch, something the fuck wrong with you. You might be a fucking Gemini. I can't trust you. And I've been like, don't call my motherfucking line. Try talking about you like me. The bitch, it's getting me sneaky link. You too goddamn grown for this, ma'am. I know you single and shit, but Because if you liked it, me, you should have said that right on camera when that lady was trying me. So she goes to her mama. She's all like, oh, yeah, the one guy that's a big restaurant owner, he asked me out. And she's like, I'm like, oh, okay. And she's all like, but, you know, he's American. Okay, so you already discriminative all over the place, girl. First you think you're a white woman, and then you're doing that British talk, the Americans. You know, the one thing about people that's foreign, they don't like white Americans. That's what I would say about people that's like, especially the British people, the people overseas, they don't like white Americans because they watch what white Americans do. That's why she said, oh, they're Americans. No, bitch, it's the white Americans because they don't really mind when black Americans go over there. They don't like the white Americans. Y'all, because honestly, they violent because y'all be doing shit. Y'all be doing shit. Y'all be harming people. You be burning down crops. You be kidnapping babies. Y'all be doing shit. So that's why I don't really be saying nothing when they be sighing the shade out y'all because y'all do be doing shit. Because I know somebody that went overseas or whatever that, and they had a friend and a friend that went overseas. And every time this white person that's from America would ask the people in London over there in the UK for help, they would like be, they would give her the wrong directions. They damn near was ready to fight that bitch. Okay, they said you still haven't get paid them reparations, bitch. We can't fuck with you. So, but then when the black person go ask them, a black American go to them and ask them, like, oh, sure, go over there. They was all cool and everything. So all I know is, I mean, I can't knock Miss Girl for that one. But Miss Girl does give that she thinks she a whole white woman from the UK, which is all a lie. It's all a lie. But yeah, this is definitely going to be a podcast style fucking review because Miss Mills, I'm going to be on here talking a lot. As you notice that I like to talk. So, yeah. So, she had to go on a date with this guy. He pretty much tell her, she explained to him, you know, her love for anthropology. She's a historian. She mixed out, she takes all her love for historian, being an anthropologist, and mixed that with the passion she had for food and palates and going to these different places all over the world and mixing it together. I mean, she's a whole Gordon fucking Ramsay out here. So, she talking to him, and he's like, he's like, so what's your next plan? And she's like, you know, I might just make another book and all this type of stuff. And he was like, fuck a book. You need to think big. You need to think large. You need to think wide, worldwide domination plan. So he was all like, so he geeking her head up about, you know, you nice looking. The girls love to having your name in their mouth. You got everything that you need to have to be big. You don't need to be just stuck in being an author. You need to be bigger than a fucking book author, you know, bigger than writing books. And he all like, so she saw smiling. She said, oh, you're a good business person, whatever like that. He all, I'm like, girl, now, you know, you and your half sister love y'all some damn abusive motherfucking white man. Because I don't know how he gonna unravel. Because I already don't like artsy motherfucking boyfriend. James Bond reject. Because he came to RC like this. Talking about, you're beautiful. You're talented. You got it all, baby. You're good for show business. Be mindful of the motherfuckers that come geeking your head. Because it's like, baby, what do you want? What do you want? So, yeah, we'll see how this toxic shit gonna unravel. Because, you know, she's single and she giving desperate tease right now. Her mama telling her, you need to go find another man. Like, mama, her man, the man she was with this recently died. He hadn't been out there that long. You need to go find love like me. You know what? And this is the thing. Some people don't ever find their person because, honestly, they wouldn't even date themselves. Your person that she's supposed to be with for like the rest of your life, whatever the case may be, the people all try to like your soulmate, whatever the fuck, is just like you. And if you at a stage where you wouldn't even ever in your motherfucking life date somebody like you, bitch, you just be okay being successful. You know, relationships, love, and soulmates, that's just a game of gamble. That's the game of Russian roulette because you might not find that motherfucker in this lifetime because you need to build some brownie points to understand who you are. And she already having, she gonna start developing identity issues because she already kind of got a hint of it earlier in the episode when that lady questioned her about she feel like she's appropriating people's cultures and stuff. So she already got this, God already sent you some tokens like, ma'am, it's more than meets the eye with you. And she already got identity issues low-key. But she having, she's masking them with all this type of, I'm fancy, I'm white, I'm rich. Let's get into the story. But it's a lot going on here. So now we're going back to Miss Girl. Miss Girl walks off because she gets a phone call. She thinks it's her, you know, editor or whatever. And she gets a call from, you know, the lawyer early in the episode that we've been talking to Eleanor about, you know, Eleanor's lawyer. So she gets a call from him. And he said, hey, yeah, I'm a lawyer. I work with my client. She just passed away. Her name was Eleanor. I'm in California. He gave her all the basics and shit that the lawyers give you. And she said, okay, what the fuck is a lawyer from California, Newport, calling me for? He said, oh, by the way, you know, you're adopted. Like, he didn't really say it like that, but he pretty much said, like, Miss Mims, the life that you're living is all lies. Like, he didn't say that, but he pretty much told her, like, Eleanor is your adopted mother. She wanted you, she has some sensitive information she wants to give to you, which is probably tape recordings. And yeah, so he's all like, he thought that she know that she was adopted. She didn't know nothing about her being adopted because all she thinks she is a white woman. So she's like just baffled. She's just lost in the daze. And one thing leads to another. He tells her, hey, send me an email. I see you all information over. And that's the end of that conversation. So now she didn't have a bomb dropped on her that, you know, she's not a white woman and she is pretty much adopted and her parents been lying to her whole entire life. So now she's, and then she get the news when she on a date with this one guy. So yeah, this is a lot for Miss Mim. You know, one thing I can say about the situation is I wish somebody called me and told me that my dad wasn't my real dad. So yeah, some of y'all is so very lucky. I don't know why I didn't say that. I was just moved by the Lord to say that. But yeah, that's a lot to get on. But you know, God be trying to send you signs because the lady did kind of question you about you culturing, appropriating, and you being a white woman and stuff. So you was getting the signs earlier, girl. And then she weirdly connected to the Caribbean. That's where you gotta be mindful of things that you're drawn to, things that you just like magnetic to. You know what I'm saying? You just so drawn to it. It's like when you're drawn to a person and you don't know why you're drawn to this person. You like, I don't know why I keep on like talking to you, watching you. I don't know why I'm so drawn to you. And then she's so drawn to the whole Caribbean culture and the islands. It's like, why am I so connected to this island? But I'm supposed to be a white woman. So those be them signs. Those be them signs. What I have to say is pay attention to the signs. Always pay attention to the signs. Pay attention while you're drawn to certain things. Just pay attention. Paying attention will literally help your life. Literally, it will help your life. Now, I ain't giving out free advice, but hey, I gave y'all advice today. So now we going to Benny, old motherfucking artsy, narcissistic ass. So she talking to her brother, and she's all like, it makes sense now. He like, what the fuck makes sense? Every time I thought she was putting me in your shadow, she was putting me in her shadow. It's like, girl. Miss Mams, did you not hear the video recording when she was talking about her mother was talking about how the way, first of all, the first daughter got conceived was through fucking sexual assault, rape, and you over here thinking this is about you, like, this is not about you. This is not about you, artsy. I know everything's about you, but right now, you need to sit the fuck down. You just do too much. Like, you just get on my nerves, Benny. You, like, girl. And then the brother, you know, he's such a damn, you know, let me hug everybody and feed the planet. He all like, listen, mom loves you. I'm glad I ain't motherfucking Benny's sister or RC sister. Because I'm like, bitch, you know motherfucking well not everything motherfucking about you. You do damn well mama is not talking about you or relating to a child that she gave up. First of all, she didn't keep the child because the child reminded her of somewhat of trauma. That's why she didn't tell the damn daddy either. She didn't tell nobody. It's like, RC, get the fuck out my face right now. The lawyer pretty much told him, like, listen, I dropped a bomb on her. And pretty much it's going to give her a while. I don't know if she's going to come and listen to tapes or not, but we just going to give it time. The brother, he's Mr. Nice Guy, I'm playing. And he's all mad because he feel like he kind of had, like, bombs dropped on him too. It's just that RC, so it's about me, so she overshadows him with his emotions. And he was like, first of all, he was upset because the mom tried to end her life, and he's the one that been around the mom, helping the mom when dad passed. He's been like the loyal motherfucking child to the mama. And he just dealing with a state of feeling like misuse of his kindness. And he just feel like, well, fuck what mom want because she damn sure didn't give a fuck about me. And honestly, nobody give a fuck about Byron's feelings like that. They all overshadow him and stuff. And Because he allows that. He don't have boundaries and shit. He's not expressive with himself. And he likes to sweep everything on the rug and try to be Mr., you know, nice guy and shit. It kind of leaked over to his job. And they feel like they can play with him. And it's like, Byron, you're going to have to fucking get some things together and put some rules and regulations on people. And that's what happens to a lot of people. That's like the loyal child or the kind child or the person that sees the bigger picture. They kind of get overshadowed by the person like artsy that's like, it's about me and this and that and I'm doing this and that. And it's like, Byron, out of anybody, should have his feelings hurt any fucking way. So then they end up leaving the house. Archie calls James Bond reject to pretty much go and make him her fucking therapist while he's around here putting his fucking hands on people and giving them fucking black eyes and shit, making their eye look like a fucking purple onion. So, child, I don't got time for Benny. I really got time for her RC ass. Talking about it's complex. Like, girl, shut the fuck up. And then she don't want to meet the sister because she felt like, what if the sister pull up in a nice-ass Benz or something, a fucking big-body Benz, and living successful, which just the older sister is very successful, but, I mean, on a positive note, she shouldn't be that mad when she come and visit her birth mother family and shit, because, I mean, she did leave her with some people that was decent. They gave her a home, shelter, care, they paid for good education. She got a good career. She ain't a crackhead on the street. You know, she ain't struggling like that for her next meal. I mean, shit, it's a win-win in my fucking book. The only problem is with the oldest daughter. And it's like, that's why I kind of got irritated with Benny. Because it's like, okay, the way the oldest daughter came was not from Island Boy. It was from being assaulted. Her mother was actually assaulted by that motherfucker. So, you and this whole, oh, she trying to compare me to him. She made you out of love. The other one was made out of somebody forced themselves from her. So, girl, miss me with that shit. But then, the older I get, the one thing you gotta find about people, the older you get, the older I get, everybody is fucked up at some level. Some people hide it better. Some people are more expressive with it. Some people wear it. And some people are it. Okay? And people are just different levels of being complex and fucked up. So everybody on this whole fucking planet is just a ball of confused, fucked up, misconstrued juice. Okay, so, you know, like you, Benny, artsy, shit, Byron, the mama. So Byron hanging out with ancient grandma girlfriend. And Byron, so he's sitting up in the crib. We gonna call him Mr. Nice Guy. So they talking, he's telling her all the tea that's going on in his life about his half-passing white Karen/mulatto sister and how she's in this, you know, getting canceled because she has said some tone-deaf comments about the Caribbean and stuff. So then they talking, they just cackling, you know. Next, you know, he get a phone call from his job and, you know, Auntie Grandma like, oh, they say that you're on leave or whatever. So he answered the phone because he's Mr. Nice Guy. Byron answers the phone and it's like, hey, yeah, Mr. Nice Guy that does anything. Yeah, we're calling because, you know, we have a panel coming up. And he said, oh, okay. He said, a diversity panel with showing like we include different colors and different black people that are scientists in the fucking scientist world and stuff. We want you to be the face, even though at the company, we would never ever give you the recognition that you motherfucking deserve or give you the job or promote you to the job that you deserve in the company. But hey, we want you to be the face. So Mr. Nice Guy Byron says, cool, I go to the damn panel and do the inclusive lies of bullshit towards people made up. So then he ends up sitting down. So the girlfriend, she's some motherfucking was psychic or some shit. She like, what is it? A diverse panel did they talk about when they called you? They want you to do a diverse panel or something. And he was like, yeah. And so she pretty much tell him this. So Miss So Ancient Grandma girlfriend and dump Mr. Nice Guy. She told him, listen, the person that you were when we met, when you was passionate about your work and you felt like you could make a difference in the world, it's not giving that right now in this moment. It's giving you are accepting less, even though you are worth way more than this. And she literally told him, When she told him clean and cut, I respect ancient old grandma. She said, Mr. Nice Guy, Byron, I love you. I care for you. You my role dog. I was attracted to you because of your passion, the fire that you have for what you love. But I can't be with somebody I don't respect. Damn. She dropped the mic with that one. Like, the way she said it and the way he just looked at her, his eyes just got watery, like, what? And he was like, we could talk about this. She said, I can't. And she dumps him. And I honestly respect what ancient grandma said to Byron. She didn't tell him. She didn't, like, belittle him. She told him in the most caring, you need to stand the fuck up way. You're being disrespected. You need to stand up for yourself. Stop saying yes to shit because it makes them feel comfortable, but it makes you feel uncomfortable. No, we're not doing that. And that's what's, and because of that behavior that he learned earlier in the household, he has did it outside the household with other people. He has gave everybody else humanity and his care and compassion. But when it comes to you, them motherfuckers are not supplying what the fuck you demanded. So, I respect Ancient Grandma for telling that. Mr. Nice Guy need to have Mr. Boundary Guy. Because he need to put his foot down to that damn company. How the fuck now cussing your ass out with passion, baby. This is the passion you need to have, Mr. Nice Guy. How are you not going to promote this man to the position he want, but then you going to have him be the poster child of inclusion and diversity? Fuck you hating assholes. I'm tired of y'all. And I'm so tired of the inclusion and diversity bitches. You want to exclude everybody the motherfucking out the fucking circle. But then when lights, camera, acts, you like, oh, okay, guys. Well, I'm going to cherry pick the people that I feel like that won't put me on the spot to be in this level of, oh, you're inclusive. You sure? Yeah. Like, sure, you could definitely come over here the type of black person because you're not going to put up a fight. I don't got time for all that. And I'm glad his girlfriend said that because, Byron, I'm tired of them dog walking you. You need to stand the fuck up. And I agree with her. I can't be with you if I don't respect you. So that's a valid reason. Like, you's a person, bro. I was going to say you's a man. Pass that. Man or woman. It needs to be some respect around you. Or I can't be around you because I don't want you to stink on me with the disrespect of bullshit. You better stand up for yourself, Byron. And he's in Byron. And it's like, you're not at their mercy, Byron. And it's like, you're not desperate. You can have options. You act like you don't got options. You need to go be hitting up other scientists, other labs, other companies. Be like, hey, by the way, that's what I do. Let me tell you something. Miss Mills gonna always have some options in the back pocket because you gonna always need some options when you dealing with these fuckboys on this fucking planet. Because people don't value motherfucking people that are consistent, that do a good job, and in somewhat motherfucking way. Motherfuckers like when motherfuckers ghosting. When you ghost a motherfucker, you put them in the stage of being motherfucking desperado. And that's what you need to do, Byron. You need to put them bitches on a motherfucking sinking boat and move on out your merry motherfucking way. You better teach these hoes. Mayday, mayday. The jig is up. The jig is up. So Karen / Mulatto goes in there. She goes confront her parents and say, first she set them up for the kill. So you already know when people come in there and they send you up with these damn stage questions. Like, bitch, get to the point. She pretty much, so she asked them a question. They pretty much tell her, listen, you're adopted. So she gets upset. She's all like, why did you not tell me? Da-da-da. And I don't think her family had evil intent to not tell her. I think in a way, time went on. They're like, well, shit, I gave you shelter care. I nurtured you and all types of stuff. So, you know, you just can't. You're my daughter. And she got upset and she started crying and stuff. And then the mother got mad. She was like, how about you tell your son about his biological father, his real father? Ooh. And the daughter got snapped. You know, Karen Mulatto got upset. She's all like, don't you dare. I'm like, oh, bitch, you really think you're a white woman? Because she hit the don't you dare pointing the finger. And the mother is all like, because the mother like, well, bitch, you upset about me not telling the tea, bitch, you tell the tea. So pretty much she got upset. I don't think her parents had evil intent. I feel like time has went on and it's like, why bother to tell? I mean, you've been walk around here feeling like a white woman any fucking way. But I tell you one thing. And then she don't find, because, you know, she don't do research, whatever like that. She don't find that her mother was 19. They picked her up from like a nun's home, something like that. And she end up, but this all happened because she talked about the Caribbean people's food. Talk about, you got to be careful. You never know who you connected to. Because at the end of the day, you never know who you connected to. So she got upset. So right now she about to leave and flee the house like a typical white woman. But you know what? Let me stop saying it. Because her mama's a runner. Her sister's a runner. I think this is runs in the bloodline at this point. So the parents is like upset. She's upset. Whatever the case may be. And she got in trouble talking about the Caribbean. It's so funny because I have a story that's similar to Karen slash Mulatto's story about how she got in trouble by talking about the Caribbean food and what like that. She said some very, you know, sideways stuff about it. I can't tell y'all the story, but I gotta tell you the story because it connects to the story. It connects with the whole, you never know who you courted to. Even if you never been to that land, met the people or met your family members from that land, you're still courted because at the end of the day, that is your biological mother. I was in the car with somebody and I said something shady I said something shady about Haitian people. Okay? I don't know what I said. I'll never forget the feeling. So when I said it, in the back seat of the car, it was like these, because he came from Home Depot, it was like these metal poles or something like that. I said something real shady, like I was Karen over here, and all I heard is boom, 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 boom. Like the poles start banging real hard on each other. I said, what the? I'm like, I'm gonna shut the fuck up. I'm gonna shut the fuck up. And to understand how this connected to the story is that she was trying to say something about the island and she never been to the island or been around people. All I say is that a lot of my family members, I can relate to this whole islander story because I have people like in my family that's like in my line, my bloodline is from the islands. And that's like Haitian. And they Creole, I speak Creole. And I have, even though I have never met them, because a lot of them passed before I even came to this planet, or I never really met them in person, but they is around. And they is very courted to me, and I'm very courted to them. And disrespect would not be allowed. That was pretty much the memo, so... Clearly, she's very connected to the Caribbean ancestors. So, I told this story to relate back to her story is that you, even though if you never met them and you just found out on your damn later down the line years that you are connected to these people, you can't, the prime example is you can't hide from the truth no matter if you wasn't around, if you never met them, watch your mouth. Watch your mouth. And to this day, I never say nothing sideways about no Haitians. I just be quiet. Like, it startled the fucking mess out of me. And I was just like, and I sit back like, okay, yeah, my family is, I do have Haitian in my life. Like, them Haitians was like, bitch, you got me for that. Okay, you talking real slick. You talking real slick. Oh my God, child, my mouth was closed. I never ever, and that was like, 3 to 4 years ago. But I remember that story so vivid. I remember the fucking energy of that shit when I said, I didn't remember the vibes. Okay, I didn't have to get cussed at, but I felt the vibes. Like when you feel the energy, you like, oh no. No, 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 boy, no, no, no. Don't disrespect the ancestors. But yeah, back to the story, y'all. I'm pulling the RC girl. Y'all know I'm RC, child. So, Lord. Now we going to RC, dumbass. So she goes to the damn James Bond reject fucking house. And when she goes in there, she decides to break the sculpture that she made many, many blue moons ago. and that they were supposed to sell together. So she goes in there, she does this whole I am woman, I am strong, and breaks his culture. She's in there screaming. So when she get done breaking it, she hears somebody pull up from the garage, and that is James Bond reject. So she all panicking, like, oh shit, because, you know, he is a bitter ass. She calls her brother, she tells Mr. Nice Guy, Byron, you know, I'm at Wesley's house, I'm dropping a pin, just to let you know if anybody, just to call you so people know that somebody saw me, whatever, like that. Because she making it up to him, like, this might be my final day. So he already in the PTSD state because his mama done died, his girlfriend done dumped him, you know, his job's a piece of shit. Like, so he is driving down the street. So that's the other side of the screen. He driving down the street. Now we go back to Arcee. So James Bond walks in, reject. She's talking. They talking to each other. She's cussing out, talking about, you ruined my life. You took my years away. She called him everything under sus. So I'm saying, like, girl, why'd you come to this man's house at nighttime by yourself? And he gives Dexter vibes, and you cuss him out. I'm like, okay, girl, I hope he don't yaga your ass. Because at the end of the day, I don't want to see Arcee get yaga, whatever, like that. So she runs outside. He's all crying, like, oh, you the love of my life, and all this type of bullshit. And he feels like he's going to be a has-been if it wasn't for her. Because, like I said, he was messing with her because she had the damn talent. And she, in a way, was keeping him irrelevant. Because he ran this young, youthful energy that had these fresh ideas. So they outside talking, and he all doing the whole, if you walk out my life, I don't know what I'm going to do to myself next. You know, trying to gaslight. So then they sitting on the porch thing talking, whatever, like that. Like, they good Judy's and whatever shit. The brother pulls up. Brother gets out. He's all like, get away from him, Benny. Get away from Arcee. So the brother pulls up. He all jumping in his face like, cussing out, and then James Bond reject with his stupid ass gonna say, what was you at those years ago when she needed show to cry? What was you at when she couldn't make rent? What was you at? Da, 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 da. Living my motherfucking life, bitch. And that's what the fuck I would have said. Living my motherfucking life, because I called her, she didn't answer. But it don't give you the right to go put your hands on people, bitch. And I'm gonna do what the fuck I wanna do and live my life. So they get to arguing. Next, you know, the brother yaga James Bond reject ass. He beat the bloody bones out that bitch. So he punching, da-da-da-da-da, ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. The sister screaming, because Arcee the one that got him in this pickle. She's screaming, she's like, no, don't beat him up, especially to call the cops, don't beat him up, man. So he's just beating him up. He's in a trance. He's just taking all his anger that he's just dealing with on knocking James Bond reject ass out. The police pull up, they're like, put your hands up, put your motherfucking hands up. So now, everybody in the neighborhood recording him. They got the police pointing guns at them. And it's just a fucking shit show. And remember, he's supposed to go be on the panel at his job in the next couple of days. So now he's going to be in a pickle at his fucking job. Because now he all over the line getting arrested. Because he had to go beat James Bond ass. So it's just like, okay, this is a mess. But that is it for my review for Black Cake. Review episode 5, season 1. I enjoy watching this. I love watching Black Cake. I enjoy doing the review on it. I hope y'all enjoy. Make sure y'all check it out. I hope y'all enjoy it on my YouTube or any other place that I post at my podcast, my YouTube. You know, I hope y'all enjoy it. And bye. Thank y'all for listening to the review, because this is like a podcast style. And that is it. See ya.